Is it the end of the world? Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning of a brand new, solid Juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
Go ahead. All right. Hi, I'm Keezy, a.k.a. Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy. This is Declan Dell, and this is my main man, Carver Lawyer. How are you doing, Carver?
Hey, what?
Wait, what's going on?
This is weird.
Wait, you're wearing the same thing as me. I'm wearing the same thing as you.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. We're twinsies.
Whoa. Right.
Hey. How's it going, man?
Wait, you switched us back. Now I'm on your side.
Yeah, now we're ourselves, but we still look like each other.
Are we?
We're still twins. We're twinning.
Are we twinning right now?
Yeah.
Are we twin?
Nothing wrong, you know, twin.
Nice.
How's your week been?
Oh, man. You know, working and twerking and...
Always twerking.
And gawking and cocking and...
Yeah, we skipped the god dang Ouija show yesterday.
Yeah.
Tell them what you had going on.
Man, had damn raccoon broke leg in my yard. Had to go get him. And yeah. Man, it didn't turn out well. No, we have a little...
He's really serious. He was just saying it with a stupid voice.
That's what I swear. I have a raccoon that lives under my deck for about 2 years now. And, you know, my wife, my beautiful, lovely wife, you know, kind of likes him. And I was like, hey,
beautiful.
I was like, hey, I can get rid of him. We can figure out a way to get rid of him. Yeah. You know, she's like, no, I don't want to do that. So he lives under my yard or under my deck. He comes out and tries to eat cat food and shit. But like, you know, I just told her, I was like, don't feed him and whatever. If he lives there, whatever.
Is he like still like really skittish?
No, he's not really skittish at all. He like chased her one day.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, chased her one day. Like she was like screaming and she's like, did you hear me? And I was like, no, I didn't. No, what happened? She's like, the raccoon chased me. But anyway, she kind of likes him and whatnot. He don't really do nothing. He dicks around, fucks around the yard for like half hour and then leaves out for the night. But he had a broke leg. Came, you know, she saw him with a broke leg the other night.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I feel bad. So we're trying to catch him and fucking like help him.
Juggalos, if you got ideas for trapping raccoons, you know, email us carver@keezy.com.
Well, I bought a cage and like he went inside the cage twice and he didn't set it off. So she's going to try to catch him tonight. And I just said, fuck it. You could. Last night she didn't want to do it by herself. So I stayed, didn't work. I was like, you know what to do now. So try to catch him tonight.
You're like, I got shit to do. I got to go do my Juggalo podcast.
Pretty much. It's like, I can't be fucking around trying to catch a raccoon. So
that's funny, man. Well, that's interesting and cool.
Yeah. And just, you know, working overtime.
Nah, I get it, dude. I get it. A ninja
taking care of business every day.
A ninja with a pencil knows what's up.
Oh,
taking
yeah.
care. Is that a, who sings that? Is that
working overtime?
Is that like a Bob Seger song?
I don't remember.
I feel like he sings every like old song like that.
Pretty much. I mean, I like that song, but I don't remember who did it.
Taking care of business.
Take it. It just gets you in the mood.
Like a fucking,
you know,
Springsteen one?
You put that on, man, and you're just like, yeah, you feel good being like a mindless worker drone. You're like, taking care of business every day. Working overtime.
Yeah, they literally brag about working overtime.
I know. I'm like, man.
Taking care of business?
I just don't want to work overtime. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Turn that song off.
I know.
All right. I'm not doing it.
All right, fuck working overtime. Fuck work. We're here to have fun and talk Juggalo shit.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Ian Undercover and Crutch? Ian Undercover reminded us Jay is in rehab. What do you think about that, bro? I didn't read the article.
I mean, it does not surprise me. It's long been known that Jay has been a pill addict, or at least has had run-ins with addiction.
I was gonna say, like, has it been long known? Because we've speculated on this show, and you know, I've heard others have speculated also, and.
You have to do is go through all the past interviews, all the shit he's ever said, all the fucking things that they've ever talked about. I mean, I think even on Howard Stern, they said, yeah, we're not drinkers. We don't like do, we don't drink and we don't smoke weed. We do pills.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it might've been, correct me if I'm wrong, Juggalos. I think it might've been Howard Stern where they said something along those lines. Like, no, we don't party and drink like rock and roll bands do. We just take pills. And it was back in like the early 2000s, the late 90s when like pills wasn't like that yet, you know?
I never heard that.
So they were like old, they're old school, or at least Jay is. He's like an old school pill head kind of guy. All
That sucks, man.
And I'm sure this is not the first time he's been in rehab.
I'm sure. I mean, do you think that's contributing to his heart issues?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's contributing to a lot of shit that is up with Jay. It's contributed. It's contributed to his probably mental health over the years. The change in how he sounds and how he writes.
Yeah, it says Bruce, a divorce. Why is he gonna throw him under the bus? Bruce, a divorced father of two, started taking oxycodone to deal with discomfort in his feet that came from being overweight and performing live shows. To cope with the pain, he popped pills. Then he started taking them regularly after his kids went to bed. Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. That's how it starts. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting to me is like, if this is something he's obviously been dealing with and struggling with for a while, enough that he's like conscious about it to the point where he's putting himself in rehab, which first of all, let me just say like, congrats. Like, I'm happy. I'm very glad to hear that. Like, last thing you want to hear is, you know, Violent J and, you know, struggling more than you know he already does, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to wonder how it's affected the music. Like, particularly because I kind of get this, just maybe it's just because we've been seeing a lot more of them with the Patreon streams and stuff. I feel like he's almost gone like a little further off the deep end over this past like year or two, maybe COVID. I mean, all of us have. So
yeah,
who's to say that's not part of it? But do you kind of feel that way also?
Yeah. I think Jay for a long time was like a functional addict.
Okay.
He was able to continue doing what he was doing on a consistent basis for a long time. And it didn't really affect him too much, you know?
Yeah.
But
They said NyQuil too. Yeah.
He would always talk about NyQuil and Tylenol and shit, you know, and he's said it many times that he can't sleep and
sedative.
Yeah. He takes Tylenol and shit and NyQuil and shit. Cause he couldn't sleep on tour and stuff. Right. So, and Shaggy, you know, Shaggy's had drinking problems. He's been to rehab. I probably a few times, I would imagine. And I'm sure Jay's been in rehab before too. I mean, I couldn't imagine this is his first time. You have to most addicts have to go to rehab a few times before they can really like actually kick shit, you know?
Yeah.
Or they relapse and they have to go back sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he's getting better, but I don't want to say concerned, but I'm curious, I guess, to see like what will come of Yum Yum. And I wonder also if like how much of this delaying and, just not talking about the album is related to his habit or him attempting to kick the habit or whatever. Or I wonder if like maybe he wasn't satisfied with like the first draft of Yum Yum, like because of maybe how he sounded or what the shit he was saying. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get better. Let's redo some shit. I wonder how much of, I'm just speculating, but I wonder how much of any of this kind of shit, you know, was going on behind the scenes, you know?
It's hard to tell because he's just now going to rehab and saying he's doing it so he can, you know.
So he's obviously coming out for Hollow Wicked, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine.
So he's obviously, he's going to be practicing and rehearsing and shit, I would hope.
Yeah. I don't think so.
This is a big one, though.
I would not doubt it if, like, they, like, wheel him to the fucking venue, like, in a wheelchair, like, still in his, like, rehab get up or whatever, and they're like, all right, here, you're out of rehab now, and like he just walks right on stage from there. And like
they just bring him out on the same stretcher they brought him out on the Peoria fucking,
yeah, he's just
gathering.
Like, yeah, Juggalos, this is the gimmick.
He's in chains, but they just don't let him off. It's tilted up and he's like just on the fucking stretcher the whole time rapping. Like, Rick, that's weird. He, like, they're just leaving him like that. Shaggy's like wandering around dancing and shit.
Yeah.
And then when the show's over, they just like tilt it back and wheel him off stage.
Well, like, wow, yeah, and he's looking at Shaggy like, I don't know what the set list is, man.
Man, that sucks. I really hope that everything works out, man.
Well, it seems like somebody like Jay is like, it's one thing after another. Like, you got this set up and then it leads right into the next thing and you just have to keep this schedule going. So I wouldn't imagine he's like having all this time to rehearse and shit. I mean, he might be like sitting, if he's in rehab, I'm sure he's in a center somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and he might have his notepad out or might be on a laptop or something and he's like looking over shit and rehearsing that way. But like, actually, like, with Shaggy, with mic in hand, going over a set list, like running through a set list, and I doubt that.
Yeah.
I doubt they do that at all, ever.
Man, I mean, I'd like to think that they would. I mean, they are professionals. Let's give them a slight amount of credit.
I don't think they need to do that because their show's not really like too in depth as far as like they need to be together.
Yeah.
But like they definitely, I think it would elevate any show for artists, for a group to be together while they rehearse.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
But, but other than that, man, like, yeah, I mean, I hope it gets better.
Well, it does comment in this article. It did comment that how it got pushed back from December to March. And he said Yum Yum's lore was released. It just wasn't ready, Bruce said, so he kept on recording.
So. Yeah, I mean, like, and that's probably for a lot of reasons why it wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it has to do with everything. He, you know, when you're on drugs and when you're on painkillers and shit like that, you're in and out of like, you know, who you know, what probably what you can do and what you know, like one minute you're peaking and like you think you're good. And the next minute you're like, you're probably slouching and like you're going through like, you know, the down of that month or something like that. And you're like, this shit is just bad.
You're on a no bones month.
Yeah. Drug use is ups and downs constantly, man. Like high highs and low lows.
I'm thankful I haven't struggled with that personally, but man, I feel for anyone that does, honestly.
Yeah. Very high highs and low lows. Like he's probably not on a consistent wave.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's up here, and you know how Jay Wiz, when he's excited, he's like, yeah, Juggalos, oh man, and then when Jay's down, he's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, that's Jay, though.
I mean, that's the definition of bipolar, man.
Yeah, when he's down, man.
I wonder if he's ever been diagnosed. I wonder. I mean, he's obviously got other shit going on, but,
yeah.
You know, hope you get better, Jay. I'd love to see you never die like you always kept promising us.
Well, there's one thing about him is when he sets his fucking mind to something, he does incredible shit.
Oh yeah. He is a genius, man. I truly believe that.
Yeah, he's definitely an artistic visionary, but also at the same time he has a spirit to him that not a lot of people have. He has this enduring spirit,
like never fucking stopping.
Yeah, you know? And I for sure believe that he can kick whatever he's on and he'll be fine. He may never be the same Jay we knew. He may never be that, but like he'll definitely be the best version of himself at that moment. I think he can get there.
I mean, as long as he keeps pumping out fucking good music, man, and can use that hopefully as a little bit of therapy, then keep pumping it out, man. We need fucking 6 more Joker's cards out of you.
Just keep, man.
Like, to fulfill your destiny.
Yeah, man. Just keep pumping this shit out, you fucking machine.
Yeah,
dude. We don't care if the wheels fall off. Like, you keep giving us music. I don't care what happens to you.
I hope I didn't mean it to come off like that. I didn't mean to.
It's just funny because that's how so many fan bases are with like their like what they love. They're just like, just keep giving it. Just give us shit. We deserve it. Like,
don't get me wrong. Like, I don't get me wrong. I do selfishly just want keep wanting more ICP, but I mean it as more of like a. I know that that's their love. Like that is the. What they love and what they want to do forever. And I really want them to be able to keep making music and keep touring forever. Like I know they want to. Yeah. That's what I mean. But
yeah,
you know,
no, I agree.
RIP, I guess. I'm just kidding. All right. What else? Oh, I did make a, Instagram for us.
Oh, you made an Insta?
I did.
Wow.
You know, just cause.
What are the picture choices you got there?
So I posted a few things on the Instagram so far. Here, I'll let our viewers see. I posted our just debuting our Instagram. I just posted like a little screenshot of our Carl Karnix interview.
Nice.
Then I posted, you know, our house crazy. I did actually make this myself, by the way. We went to a pumpkin farm or whatever, and I you could like draw on, but people drew in drawing happy faces on the like dead sunflowers. I drew a fucking Violent J one.
That's cool. That's cool. That so you did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
that makes it better. I was about to say, why is there a sunflower? But I guess it, I mean, you did it, so that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's this. This is from Shaggy and the Creep the other day. I clipped it. You know, see?
Yeah, I did. My brother sent it to me, but I actually didn't watch the clip.
All right, here goes. You ready for this?
Gage Von Wild, shout out to Keezy and Carver over at Deck One Delt Podcast. They got some of the best Juggalo content out there and deserve more than two time whoops or more views.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Let's all start watching all of our videos fucking thousands of times.
Hey, right, fucking creep, man.
Yeah, that's just dope.
Don't we all?
Yeah, he's funny, man. That's dope, though, right?
Yeah, no, that's real dope.
What was the guy's name? Gage Von Wild, Van Wiles? Hold on, let me
see.
Gage Von Wild, shout out.
Gage Von Wild. Thanks, bro. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. You know, spending your hard-earned money to get a shout out, man. That's really so fucking cool. Like, you have no idea how cool that we feel.
It is really cool to hear that come out of Shaggy's mouth. But pardon my negligence, but have we seen that name on our comments or anything?
I don't think so. Maybe comments under a different name. But yeah, bro, if you ever comment, let us know. Like, tell us. Don't just be shy and just pay Shaggy to give a shout out. Give us the love.
Yeah,
we love
it. Like, yeah, if you're around, man,
make yourself
noticed.
I'll say this: I did. I almost never get on our Facebook, and I'm sorry, Jugs, if you care about Facebook, but I don't. So. Whatever, but I actually got on the Facebook today just to try to see if maybe he has contacted us, and he actually did. He met us. He messaged us a few months ago.
Okay,
and he just hey, and he was looking. He said he was going to the gathering and wanted some advice or whatever. Like just starting a conversation. I feel bad that I never got back to him.
Yeah, I wish we could have. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, so sorry. You know, thanks, bro. The Gage Von Wild, you're the shit, bro.
Yeah, that is really cool, man. It's super cool, like, being a longtime fan of these guys to see, you know, them say, you know, our content, you know, come out of his mouth. It's just, it's kind of surreal.
It is.
I don't want, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, going to make a huge deal out of it because I don't really get starstruck.
Right.
But
plus, not to mention, he's going, like,
and then Creeps immediately like, yeah, don't we all? Fuck them. Anyway, go on to the next one.
Then they immediately start making like funny like dick jokes like about something. I can't remember.
My thing is, does Shaggy in his head, like, is he putting Deck One Delt, like the play on words, is he putting that together in
his
head?
I doubt he even thinks twice about it. He's literally just like, these motherfuckers are paying me, so I'm just reading the shit. Like, dude, like, you don't have to pay Shaggy for a cameo, by the way. Just send in something. A $5 super chat. He'll read anything you fucking want.
Yeah.
Anything. It's so funny. Like, well, one thing that's funny, too, is, like, motherfuckers, like, ask him questions about ICP shit. He blows them off every single time. Like, he's like, they're like, hey, so you guys did this on the, or well, that song was pretty crazy, like, what, how did you guys do that? And be like, who fucking knows. Anyways, like, every time he does that shit, I get it. I mean, he doesn't want to sit there and suck his own dick and circle
one jerk. Does he remember? Two, does he care?
He often does say, I don't remember that shit. I have no idea.
Yeah, dude, how could you remember a 30-year career?
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's had to have had like a wild life, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure he remembers like some recent shit, but like, dude, I don't remember any fucking song we ever recorded. Like what was going on? I don't remember fucking anything.
Like writing them and shit. Yeah. I remember maybe a couple of them stand out, but yeah, I'm with you. Like,
yeah. I mean, I barely remember the shows we've done so far.
Yeah, same. If I went, I could go back and watch all of our shows and probably have. Oh, I bet you if we started at the beginning again, We'd probably have wildly different opinions about everything.
Maybe.
We should just, we should have just, once we finished, deck one just went back and restarted. Yeah. And just kept going.
We'll, like, we'll do what ICP should have done. Just restarted the first deck.
Yeah, just keep going. Carnival of Carnage 2. More carnier.
More carnier.
All right, bro. Well, anything else you want to touch on? Oh, last thing I want to touch on before we get to our main content. We did, our last video did have a lot of, our last video was a commentary on our previous video. It was a little meta. So we want to say thanks to everybody who liked that, especially all of our new, fans, all of our new, thermoplastic elastometers. Elastomers,
yeah, thermoplastic, the TPEs.
Yeah, that's what we're dubbing you guys.
Yeah.
You're our TPEs. Because there's so many of you. There's so many TPEs in our audience, thermoplastic elastomer fans.
Yeah.
That we just have to, like, I mean, we have to give, we're going to cater to you.
We're going to cater to them, man. So, I mean, like, yeah. It's intelligent stuff for, you know, for my liking. You know, I've never been into it, but. You know, to see the thermoplastics come into the play of the juggler world is pretty cool to me. For them to be our fans of ours is pretty cool to me.
It's something I never thought would happen. I could have only dreamt of to have fans that are that on that level of smart, like way smarter than us.
Yeah,
you know, I really appreciate all you TPEs out there and keep elastin.
Yeah, man, keep elastin and keep thermo and
elastomers.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. So now, without any further ado, let's get into our main content. We decided since it's Halloween-ish time, you know, we did Season of the Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we did the Hallowicked mix, so there's no sense in doing that again.
No, I wouldn't.
So we're trying to do some other cool shit. So this week and today, we're going to discuss bowling balls.
Yeah. Bowling balls. In fact, was a video made by the Kingpins themselves.
Who's the Kingpins? Jane Shags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it? Pins? Kingpins?
Oh.
Bowling balls?
Oh, I see. Wow.
I know them TPEs that get it.
Yeah. All right, bro, let's do it. I haven't watched this probably since 2004 when this came out.
I think I watched it last year.
Okay.
Matter of fact. Yeah, it was last year around Halloween time when I watched it. Fun fact, I remember this being some sort of first for the HD variety.
Yeah, I believe it was the first ever HD 3D film.
HD 3D film, okay.
Yes, because... So. Because it is 3D.
So you could say it's double. Wait, no, it'd be triple. No, it'd be quad Ds. Because you got the HD plus the 3Ds. That's 4Ds.
Yeah, it is 4D.
Okay. I'm done.
4DD.
There you go. Now, I forgot this was 3D.
So I think if you had a 3D, you know how they made those 3D Blu-ray players or whatever back in the day? 3D DVD players? You had to have a 3D TV and a 3D player. No one had it. No. And you had to wear glasses.
Yeah.
If you had all of those and had the actual DVD that came with Hell's Pit, you could experience it.
Okay.
That's the only way, though.
Right, now, that was a cool effect.
So, yeah, Shaggy gets hit. He's dressed as some kind of vagrant.
I know. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Now, they're using practical effects here.
Stacy.
That's actually serviceable effects for an ICP movie/video. Like Shaggy flipping up, you get the overhead cam of him flipping. I don't know if that was a stunt from somebody else, or I wouldn't doubt if Shaggy did that, but like...
Yeah, that did look pretty good.
That wasn't CG. I mean, they weren't doing CG shit at this point. That was an actual fucking stunt.
I mean, he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Or he is a wrestler.
Baby, this is so fucking stupid. You probably just hit some... animal that crawled off and forced to die.
I would have said cut right there and made her do that line again.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It's so funny.
All right, so the chicks, there's a blonde chick and a brunette. For anyone listening, we'll kind of keep tabs on what's going on. On the driving, they hit Shaggy. They couldn't find him. Now they just saw him, and the car won't start.
Hold on, I gotta ask though.
Yeah,
blonde or brunette?
Oh man, I'd have to see the brunette's booty. I have a feeling it's gigantic. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
If it is brunette,
I don't even have to see the booty. I'd already pick the blonde.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, blonde, I think, does have a cuter face.
They both have these mouths with these like gigantic lips, and they're like,
whoops, sorry guys.
They're like,
excuse me, Stacy.
Yeah, they do.
It's just I don't know what the fuck it.
They do look weird.
I don't know how to explain it.
Whoops. Hello, lovable lovelies.
Hello, lovable lovelies.
I noticed you're having some car trouble. I was wondering if I might be of some service.
What the fuck, Jay?
That's purely speculation. Even so, for you, miss.
I like how he gives it to the brunette. He wants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. He wants the blonde. There you go. Forgot about that.
How did you know tulipies were my favorite?
Doesn't matter.
Tulipies.
I happen to be the proprietor of a local bed and breakfast right down the street a little ways. If you guys would like to wait while your friends are coming, we could offer up.
What the fine fuck? This shit always cracks me up, man.
So Jay's like
lemony.
Jay is a pretty good actor. I'll give him that.
He's okay. Yeah. Never be too safe. I mean, when he's in his, you know, when he's in his lane, yeah.
Like right here, he's killing it.
Yeah. When he's in, yeah, for sure, man.
I'll try to look up these chicks again. They're the blonde is Krista Kalmus.
And she looks even better. If that's a recent picture, she looks even better 20 years later.
Oh yeah.
Like she aged fucking fine.
Oh, she's from Sweden.
Wow.
Brad, Carl, and Tiffany are not going to be here for another 2 hours.
Yeah, she's fucking.
She's been in all kinds of shit, dude. She's been steady working since fucking 2004. Like, this was literally her first thing.
We'll come back and get you.
Wow. Yeah, she's. Nah, she. Yeah, nah. See, she's got a great booty.
Yeah? Oh, I missed it. I mean. Brunette looks like tits are nicer. I'll give her that too.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
We're such womanizers.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey.
So indicative of those two. Yeah. Really, yeah. Yes, I am. By the way,
maybe fucking stupid.
The backseat guy, he steals the show. I don't give a fuck. He's the funniest person in this movie.
We got plenty of green.
He's just Bradley. That guy sucks. The guy driving sucks.
He's such a nerd. Man. I'll turn it up.
Coach Panther.
Fuck Coach Panther.
Driving, my friend.
Oh my god, man, it's so goofy. I wish everybody acted that like that. Everybody in the world should act like that.
I'll have you know, ladies, that for 25 miles around in any
blonde's been in a lot.
She has. The other one was in, she was in Avengers Endgame, though, as a stunt woman.
Yeah, that is, that one thing is probably more, I mean, is more, what would you say, merit than fucking anything on the blonde's list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, unfortunately. Nothing else, the blonde, her name is Lindsay Ann Huggins. Someone I'd like
you to meet. You mean the brunette?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I stumbled.
I don't know, dude.
I
think the blonde's beaten.
Right this way, ladies.
Let's see how old the blonde is. She was born in. Oh, it doesn't have her age.
You don't ask a woman's age.
Woman.
Do not ask a beautiful woman's age. Okay? That's
beautiful,
just rude.
Young lady.
It's just rude.
All right, so brunette has no booty.
Hey, yeah. Shaggy!
And she's Shaggy. Older than me. She's a year older than me. Yes! They got rid of her quick.
Yeah.
What would you do this for? I was gonna try to fuck this bitch!
Look at the fucking head. I mean, this is pretty good.
That is really well done.
Damn,
man.
Good head.
He juggled these balls.
That's great.
Oh, this is so good.
This was a good idea reviewing bowling balls.
It was, man.
I would say it's a strike.
Let's go, bitch.
Spare me.
There you go. Hey, quit talking about womanizing these women. Get your mind out of the gutter. So, what do you think about the song itself?
I know we talked about it on Hell's Pit, on the Hell's Pit episode.
Yeah, I think we did, didn't we?
It's okay. I've never been a huge fan of the song, honestly.
Yeah, I can't say I have either.
It's fine. It's an okay song, but it's just interesting this was the one they decided to like do this for.
Yeah, I really wish they would have done it with something else. Like, I don't know.
Why not Night of the 44?
Night of the 44 would have been amazing. Maybe they thought, maybe with their budget and like what they were working with, maybe they thought this would be like one of the easier ones to do because it takes place all in one house.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
And it sucks because Shaggy, like, the only part he has is, I won't diss you.
Yep. Yeah. But Shaggy is, I mean, he steals the show in this.
Yeah.
As the goofy brother.
I love how he rocks the dreads. Like, they look just like his old dreads.
Yeah. But like that sign, they had to make that sign.
That sign's awesome.
The room they're in, they had to make all that shit for that room, you know? Like,
yeah, it's really well done. Paul Andreessen was the director.
Paul Andreessen.
He was also one of the writers. Paul Andreessen has worked on literally everything ICP's done since this.
Yep.
This was like his first. Oh, no, he did the shockumentary also.
Yeah.
We found that out right before the show.
I'm wondering if they found him through the label.
Oh, maybe.
They might have found him through what label were they on?
I can't believe we had to come back to get them.
Tiffany.
Island?
Please stop stating the obvious.
Yeah.
Was he an island guy?
Yeah.
He might have been
maybe.
An island guy.
Look, he's done a lot of shit. He was the director of photography on a bunch of Jay Leno's Garage. He works on Axeman, Storage Wars.
I'm hungry.
Thousand Ways to Die.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Oh, no, I thought it was a Family Guy. I was like, wow.
He did Big Money Rustlers, Family Underground. This dude's been working with the first.
Kablam.
The first thing he directed was the shockumentary. Wow. That's awesome.
Wait. Kablam. Wasn't that a Nickelodeon thing?
Oh yeah. He was the DP for one episode.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. For one segment.
For you younger juggalos, Kablam was a old show from Nickelodeon back in like the late 90s. It was pretty funny.
It was kind of like
sketch comedy.
It was the predecessor to Robot Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Kind of, yeah.
Tiffany, you check downstairs. Carl.
You check upstairs?
You take the upstairs. I check out the kitchen.
That's so corny, man. Why, dude?
Because he steals the show, man.
It's so funny. Jekyll Brothers.
That's
door knocker.
Shittily done. Whoever did that.
Yeah.
Whoever was in charge of the door knocker can fuck off.
It looks like they did it wrong. Like they did it backwards. Yeah. Yes, with my bare foot. They're like stuffed animals all over the bed. Human heads, Pam, Jennifer, Hubert, and Ted.
Hubert and Ted. But yeah, that room is sick. The lighting is great. I mean, just it looks it, like the whole rustic look.
Yeah, really it looks awesome.
Really fucking cool, man. Jay's makeup looks pristine.
It does. I was actually gonna comment on that. Yeah. Jay looks really good in this video.
Like it's not the smeary shit you see nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, the video is so well done.
Yeah. It had to. I don't know, man. This might have just been like what he had in mind while he wrote this song.
Who knows? Anybody on the premises?
Be a good question to ask.
Anyone on the premises? So hold on. We were talking over, but so these are these girls' friends that show up later. Was that what happened? How did they get here?
I think she calls them.
Okay.
They run out of gas. Jay says, hey, I have a thing down the street you can come to.
But she had already called the friends.
And I can't remember, but I think they decide to go straight to the thing, too, even though they didn't find him.
Okay.
I think that's a little weird.
I mean, yeah, they had to get them there, so whatever.
This is supposed to... That's cool.
That looks good.
Yeah. And this was like 3D.
Hell yeah.
This whole 3D look shit.
Yeah, that would look badass.
For some reason, Jay looks good in like a pink dress shirt with a tie. I mean, that looks kind of cool. <He does. laughs> With shorts.
That's a good look.
Jay, he always wore shorts back in the day.
Man. I love how overboard this scene is.
Yeah. Mm. Remember, there's that one that one scene that's way worse.
I don't remember.
That's the one coming up, I believe. All right. Way worse. I won't diss you. You want to wear a hat? What? How you want your eyelids? Open and shut.
I do like how they kind of just, you know, weave it in like that.
Yeah. But I think the hotel or his bed and breakfast or whatever is supposed to be kind of like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, like their friends just kind of, it was the only thing around that they could go to. It's like, go over there, see, man. Yeah. They got to be over there, yeah, man. You know, type of shit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Miss Kathleen Pham, who plays this girl.
I mean, she's Tiffany. Cute, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely a cutie.
She's smoking, I think. But yeah. She hasn't worked much. She's had like a dozen acting roles. This wasn't her first, though.
Yeah, maybe Bowling Balls kind of like put a bad taste in her mouth, and she was like, yeah, I think I might be done with this acting shit.
Yeah.
But she does pretty good. I would say she's probably the best actor as far as all the people.
She seems pretty natural.
Like, yeah, she seems like the most natural classic actor. I mean, she knows how to act like a bitch, that's for sure. She knows how to act like a snobby girl. Girl, what do you mean, what is she doing? She's screaming because she's in a room full of heads.
That girl kind of reminds me of Topanga, the blonde.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, yeah, this is funny. Yeah, she probably would have done fine in other horror movies.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, look at that head. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that could have looked so bad, and it doesn't.
Slap the fucking dirt off your head. How many times did Ma tell you she wants this shit properly organized?
Properly.
That's great.
You want the ball? You like the ball? Get a ball.
That's great.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
that's his like crazy shit. Like he always did that kind of shit. I think he did that shit even in like the Jekyll Brothers video.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Dr. Wiggle Farmer.
One of the things about this song is I never liked the fucking cadence of the rap. Not that it was like simplistic and corny, because a lot of ICP's raps are simplistic and I like them just fine.
Right.
But it might be his like tone, like it's very monotone. There's not a lot of energy.
He's like whispering.
Yeah, it seemed kind of lazy. It did seem kind of like a lazy song.
Like the beat either, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and Mike B did the beat.
And it was also too happy of a song.
I mean, I don't mind that.
Well, for the subject matter and album, it was probably the happiest song on the album.
Yeah. But it was like a comedy serial killer movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, which is what a classic ICP is.
It gave us this, so I'm happy about it.
I think the lighting could have been better in this scene. I mean, it looks okay, but
it's a funny thing to critique. I said, this fucking weird dude. He was doing ninja moves in the kitchen. Now he's just.
Was he supposed to be like a football player, like a sports guy?
That's what it seems like. He's got his varsity jacket on. Oh, there's Faygo.
Touchdown. He's dropped.
Oh, my God.
Score. He just starts eating watermelon. What the fuck?
I know. It still has black seeds in it.
That head on the right looked great. This is great.
You don't know me, clown.
You don't know me, clown.
What? We got gang, motherfucker.
I was like,
what? What?
Why is Jay doing that?
Fucking thank you, man. Bring it, bitch. Come on, you wild McDonald. This is gay.
That's why that guy steals the show, man.
Yeah, that shit's awesome.
Come on, you Ronald McDonald. Like, he looked like he had fun doing this shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He does a good job in this scene.
Yeah. This is the scene where it goes crazy with Shaggy. I believe this is the one where he goes crazy.
Oh my god, that looks so brutal.
And remember, he starts stabbing the hole and shit.
Oh my god. He's like, cutting this guy.
I tell you what, I was a meat cutter. I was a butcher for many years, and that's exactly what it's like.
Oh shit.
That was every day. Every day at work.
Stabbing him in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross, man.
Remember that shit? He goes back for it.
I love it. That's so funny.
Yeah. Classic shit. That's cool, that whatever that shit, that shit. What the hell would you call that?
Torture contraption?
Yeah, what they got chained. What the chain?
A-frame
to.
Torture yeah. contraption? That's like a crucifix almost or
there
something.
There you go. It's A-frame torture device. I like that.
All right, so we still got the blonde hottie still tied up. She's the only survivor, right?
Some of your for now, yeah.
Stop by. I think they're here to help you. I'm here to rescue you. It's not about your fingers, your toes, your titties, or elbows. The melons, the nuggets, the craniums. And you have a beautiful melon, and we want it. Motherfuckers!
You have a, she breaks out like that? Is it like that?
And then they immediately, she tries to run in between them.
I know. Oh, yeah. This first one.
Rip her in half. Mind.
What the fuck is
this? Mom's gonna kill us!
Why would mom kill them over there?
I told you!
That
bust in a song.
I remember that was the line that I questioned the most. Why would mom kill you over ripping her head off when there's 1,000 heads laying around the fucking house everywhere? Why would just mom kill you over that one? Is it because the spine was still attached?
And he only mentions mom like twice.
Yeah. Oh. Mom's gonna kill us.
I love driving in the country.
So good to get away.
Okay, he's been in
something.
He was the fucking murderer in was it Chainsaw Chuck? Chainsaw, what was it called?
Oh, Night of the Chainsaw, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Mark Jury, guy
just,
in car.
He just picked it. Yeah. He just got his dick bit off, by the way. Did you miss that?
Oh, no. Oh, I did miss it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Look, it even says guy in car, Mark Jury.
Yep. Yeah, she bit his dick off.
Ah.
Yeah, I think you missed that.
Let me rewind it. I need to watch the dick biting.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh.
She was sucking it. She was doing the thing. And they got in a little fender bender.
I like how he just like is sitting there.
Yeah, he's just like, okay, so go to that video. It's one of the best ICP videos ever made. Night of the Chainsaw or Chainsaw.
Oh, okay.
Whatever is on Mighty Death Pop. That video for Mighty Death Pop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Night of the Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's the guy in that video.
Oh.
The guy in the car is the guy in that video. Just so I can clarify this, I have to know.
Let's do it.
But I know for
it does look like him.
Yeah, that's him. That is in fact him. So he's been, he's probably a psychopathic mainstay.
Yeah, Mark Drury. He's an actor and writer known for Big Money Rustlers, Bowling Balls, and A Family Underground.
And he's good, man.
Oh, he was Dirty Sanchez in Big Money Rustlers. I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, he's I think he kills this video. Either way, do you want to watch this video or do you want to save this for like another time?
Start it. I haven't watched it in a while.
Well, we haven't even done Mighty Death Pop, but either way, we can watch this. I mean, we're in the Halloween horror killing mood, man. Fuck, let's fucking do it.
That's interesting. You recognize that guy. That's a good pull, man.
Oh, well, you don't forget that face.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. I do.
That's a fucking gorgeous face.
I've only watched this video probably twice ever.
Really? This is one. This video is amazing.
I really do love this video.
This video is amazing.
I wish we could look up who like directed it. It's probably the same fucking dude.
I would imagine. The only thing. But I would go as far as to say Bowling Balls is clearer. It's more clear. Like,
well, that did say HD remaster. So I don't know who remastered it, but that might be why.
Yeah, because this video looks a little more grainy.
We can see if there's a setting. It's in 1080p.
It might just be it's like that on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, it was Free Puppy Day today at the East Charleston Mall. Over 100 people turned out and left with a free puppy.
He plays a good fucked up, like, I mean, you really do feel like he's fucked up big time.
Do what you must to survive. They're feeding on human flesh. They're everywhere.
So he's all fucked up. That's the beauty of this video, is like this is all in his head. And you know what's funny about this? Jay is always rapped about these characters, but you would always assume it's Jay in the position of that character.
Yeah, for sure.
But this video kind of proves to you that a lot of the characters he's probably rapped about they were probably other people. They were supposed to be other people aside from him.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's interesting.
It was supposed to be like an original character.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting thinking about that.
Like Mr. Happy, I would assume Mr. Happy is supposed to be a different person not just him. Yeah. Anti-depression pills, everything spills into one pot. On top of that, I smoke pot. I hear that shit, but I won't stop. Last time on the spot, choked a cop. Stopped and had a fake old soda pop.
Oh, that's such a dope catch.
Yeah. Usually chop wood, but that ain't. Yeah, see how much more energy is in this video and the song compared to Bowling Balls with Jay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just, it's like a night and day difference, man.
You're like, it's a matter of a chainsaw, dude.
Yeah, exactly. But as far as the videos could be, like, they're right between her tits and, like, they're, like, bouncing and shit. Like, but this whole video is amazing, man. Like every shot looks good. And Jay looks old school in this, don't
yes.
he? He's got the beanie and shit. He looks like Jay from, like, without the dreads, but he looks like Jay from Jekyll Brother or Riddlebox or Malenko.
The makeup is like really tight.
Yeah.
Same with Shaggy's. I mean, they haven't been, like, you could tell when they, like, they don't really do their makeup that tight anymore, man.
No. But this is a video that still has a lot of practical effects in it.
Shaggy looks really good in this video, too.
I like how we're talking about how good Shaggy and Jay look.
Yeah, man. They're fucking.
They look smashing. Oh, smashing video.
Very smashable.
Smashable. Those shoes ain't to a party. I wasn't invited, but that bitch ignited. Yeah, like, I like that. They all look over into it. Just every scene in this is great, man. Like, you know what this is akin to? Like, classic horror movies, like, you know, what is it? Dead Alive.
I never watched that.
You got Evil Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think there's one called Dead Alive.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've never
seen. Which is like extremely fucking gory. One of the most gory movies. Like, it claimed as one of the most gore movies ever made. And like, this is up there with that, man. You can't calm me down. You can't. California, so this was probably shot in California.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And it's cool. See how it's green blood?
Yes. I know it switches.
Yeah. He wakes up and went on a freaking massacre.
Yeah, because he just thinks he murdered a bunch of zombies all night long.
This is so classic. Probably one of their best videos, I'd go out on a limb and say it's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there. As far as like murdering, wicked.
It's got a cool story. Well done. Yeah, it's got it all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty short to the point. Like, it doesn't, you know, doesn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
That is, man.
Do they have any Halloween videos?
No, not really. I don't think so at all, actually. Oh, like I said, stream suspended. Maybe they took it off because we were showing the policy violations. I guess we were showing the video, probably.
Damn.
All right, it's all right. I'll re-upload it with some shit or whatever. It's fine. Oh well.
Well,
what can you do?
So I guess we'll have to re-upload it with more chops or something. I don't know.
Maybe I'll just like skew the video somehow or some shit. I'll figure it out. Because I don't know if it would be doing it because of bowling balls or not a chainsaw, especially if they're just now saying it. I don't know. Tell us, guys. Let us know. All right. It's all right. We'll figure it out. All right. Don't worry, guys. We still save a recording, so we ain't lose shit. Don't you sweat it.
Q.
All right. You ready to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
Let's fucking shuffle the fuck up on out of here then.
And slide it right back into the deck.
We'll see y'all next time on Deck One to Help. Peace out and have a great life. See ya.
It is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid, juggalo world for us all to enjoy. We'll never die alone.
Juggalos will carry on.
Swing our hatchets if we must.
Each and every one of us.
We'll never die alone.